With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. will have to increase military supplies to Ukraine.
President Trump said Monday night,
we're going to send some more weapons. We have to.
Russia has intensified its airstrikes on civilian areas of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in the past week, Russia's launched more than 1,200 drones, 39 missiles, and almost 1,000 powerful glide bombs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is telling President Trump he's nominating him for a Nobel Peace Prize. The two took a victory lap together last night at a White House dinner after the recent joint strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says, make no mistake about it, despite what some critics say, those attacks obliterated Iran's nuclear abilities.
You see so many people like, say, David Albright, a former weapons inspector in Iran, is widely respected, or Norm Rule, who was the national intelligence manager for Iran at the director of national intelligence office under Barack Obama, saying things like catastrophic damage or effectively destroyed.
Senator Cotton's comments airing on the Salem radio network. Now with Iran's nuclear program in ashes, the next goal for both Israel and the U.S., ending the war in Gaza. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Hamas terrorists believe that they have the power to extract major concessions from Israel.
The way they look at it is they have these assets, these hostages, and as long as they hold the hostages, Israel can't take over the entire Gaza Strip because we send our army into the area where they're holding the hostages. So that's their very, very big advantage.
And Oren says that defeating Hamas would enable Israel and the U.S. to have warmer ties with Sunni nations. Dow futures are down by about 51 points right now. S&P 500 futures are up by 5. This is SRN News. States are starting to protect children online. Here's Michael Harrington.
New York has approved legislation requiring warning labels on social media apps, and the Parents Television and Media Council thinks it's a great idea. Spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, just like warning labels were added to cigarette packages, social media labels are intended to warn users against the harms. It's one common sense solution amongst many. The PTMC points out that children can be sexually trafficked online and exposed to pornography. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually. He says, quote, we need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also, pray for the hundreds involved in the search and rescue efforts. This is SRN News. White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports the administration is terminating the legal status of tens of thousands of Hondurans and Nicaraguans.
In its latest deportation effort, the Trump administration will end the temporary protected status for Honduran and Nicaraguan migrants effective on September 6th. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says many migrants no longer merit protections.
TPS, temporary protective status, is temporary by definition. It is not meant to be a permanent path to residency or citizenship.
Critics of the Trump policy say that TPS enrollees could be forced to return to dangerous conditions and that U.S. employers depend on their labor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status. That challenges the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule that barred tax-exempt groups, including churches, from politics. More details at srnnews.com.